is experiencing what we are called to experience, the union of our body and souls in heaven. We who have explored every inch of this planet, we who do not like the unknown, we also have a tendency to not want to be the first to do something. We want to be cautious, to see someone else taste something first, go somewhere first, do something first, to make sure it's safe, to make sure it's believable. And the Blessed Mother, she has done that for us. It is difficult for us to live in this society that seeks to negate or deny miracles, the supernatural, God, to stay focused on the eternal life, on the eternal promises that Christ has given us. That yes, we will die, but yes, we will be resurrected from the dead. Not just our souls live on, our bodies, our very bodies, to be reunited. And if we persevere in our vocation, if we persevere in our faithfulness, if we return the love that God has for us, as shown by his crucifixion, his willing to die for us, if we return that love with our love, we, like the Blessed Mother, will be able to experience the fullness of that love in heaven. This is the great joy that we celebrate, that the greatest human person to ever live, the Blessed Mother, she made it. Her yes in every second of her life to doing the will of God was rewarded far beyond she could ever imagine, far beyond we can imagine. This is the great example we have, is in saying yes to the Lord each day, we draw closer to that day where she will welcome us into the heavenly kingdom, and we can truly understand in that moment the great love that God has for us. And we can begin to return that love fully for all eternity.